Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from two area nonprofit leaders who have been incredibly impactful and are both stepping down, one who already has and another who will early next year. Plus, also, we'll hear from the executive director of Hope Gospel Mission about their Thanksgiving dinner and everyone being invited this Thursday. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Long recognized as the nation's longest-serving pregnancy care center director, Apple's Melinda Gardner in Eau Claire says after 43 years, it's time for a new adventure.
I've loved this ministry and doing what we've done for a long time, and sometimes it's time to move on. And so that's kind of where I am. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss Eau Claire. I'm going to miss friends and my church and our neighborhood and all of that kind of stuff. But it's time to do a new adventure and a new chapter.
Gardner says after selling their home in a day, she and her husband Dan are moving to Tennessee.
It's been interesting. We're moving their family and a little granddaughter, and want to help our daughter whose husband travels for work and stuff. And there hasn't been one person that has said to me, "What are you doing?" Everybody's like, "That's so great. You're going to love it." And I think that's really true.
Gardner's been Apple's only executive director since the center opened in Eau Claire in 1981.
I'm going to miss Apple and this place and all that we've accomplished here. And it's going to keep on keeping on. And so I am not this ministry, and you will learn that if you don't know that already.
Gardner explains who she's passing the leadership baton to at Apple.
Well, Mackenzie Jensen, who is here with us now, is going to be the interim center director. She is not staying forever at this point, but she's been in the center for a couple of years, and so it's been really nice to have somebody that, you know, knows this ministry and is ready to step in and do something a little bit different. She's been our volunteer coordinator, so we're really happy that that's available to us and that it's somebody that knows Apple.
Jensen explains her background and how she got involved at Apple.
I was on staff with Crew for 10 years in the Twin Cities, and then I was praying a lot and kind of open-handed, and the Lord just led me to come back here. My family is here, and I ended up deciding to get my master's in social work, but I wanted a job at that time, and so I was starting to look, and the Lord, as he does, uses my sister, which is a theme in my life, and so my sister actually was looking to volunteer here at Apple. She called, and they said, "We'll take your name down, but currently we have no volunteer coordinator, so someone will get back to you." And so she called me right away, my sister did, and said, "Hey, Apple's looking for a volunteer coordinator. You need to, like, reach out." And so I did, like, that day or the next day. And Melinda emailed me back or called me back and got an interview right away and, yeah, came in and interviewed and got the job. So that was the beginning. Mm-hmm. I actually wasn't even aware that Apple existed. I did not grow up here, so I wasn't aware of it. But it was, just a huge blessing the Lord used.
Jensen says while she's been familiar with the work of pregnancy care centers in general, it's been helpful to work as Apple's volunteer coordinator and see firsthand what an integral part of the community it is.
So just even understanding what Apple did and the community support, I think that has been a huge thing, is to see, like, churches and individuals in the community so supportive of this ministry and the longevity and reputation that the ministry has, and then being able to just minister to the men and women and children that walk through the door. It's just been a blessing in the last couple of years to be here.
So you have your master's in social work?
I will.
You will.
Hopefully in May. Yeah. I'm supposed to graduate in May.
But Melinda, that's a pretty good, if you had to draw it up, like 10 years in Crew, getting her master's in social work, and she was the volunteer coordinator for 2 years, that would seem like it
you
would
think
stand
that's
out.
A good fit?
That sounds pretty good.
Okay, I kind of agree. That's why she's here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So how did you, what about, you know, hearing about Melinda's leaving and stepping into the directorship, at least on an interim basis, how did that all develop for you?
Yeah. Well, originally, she had asked if I would consider it, and I, like, just the director role in general, among other people, consider applying. And as much as I do, like, I do love this ministry, I think thinking about, okay, I'm getting my master, I put time and money. And so I was like, well, I really do want to graduate and then get a job that's specific to social work. And I have had a couple internships now with my master's. And so that was like, no, I think this is what I want to do. But I knew Melinda wanted, like, it was something that she desired. And her and Dan had a lot of plans. And I know how much she loves her family and how much she wanted to be, like, by her daughter and her, you know, not to play favorites, but her granddaughter, Melissa. As much as you love Kelsey, like, you want to be by Judy.
Right.
And so they, yeah, and they had all these, like, they were able to get land and all this stuff. And so, and really the other woman that we work with, Jill, actually came to me and was like, hey, would you pray and consider, and let's talk to Melinda. I don't even know if this will work out. I don't know what you're thinking. We don't know so many things. But would you consider, like, an interim role? Cause it really does allow Melinda to, and Dan, the two of them to decide, you know, this is what we want to do. It's kind of freeing, hopefully. But also gives the board more time and opportunity to find someone that is capable and, you know, has background, has the desire, has vision, and so is competent in this area. And so that was really just the heart to give them space to make the decisions that they needed to make that were best for them.
I think that's kind of the frustrating part. When you've been here for so long, people think, well, I couldn't do that job. A lot of people said that to me, and I'm like, hold up. That's not true. You don't know what you're capable of. I didn't plan on doing what I was called to do 43 years ago either. And you grow into it, and the Lord equips you and makes it happen. And, you know, we all have different gifts and are going to do it differently. And so I'm hoping someone will listen to this and think, maybe that would be something I want to do next, starting next summer. Because they'll be looking for an executive director again.
What advice does the nation's longest serving pregnancy care center director have for the center's new interim director?
We don't have time.
More seriously, Gardner says,
just to let the Lord lead you and enjoy the ride. It is not an easy place to be. There's no doubt about that. And know that, and have the right kind of boundaries and all of that kind of stuff. That's the burnout rate is still way too high for this job. And I really believe that part of that is about people taking on responsibility that's not theirs, if you know what I mean. That it's like, you know what, just what is walking through the door today that you can deal with that the Lord is calling you to show up for? And so, I think that's really important, and to let, and to put people around you who are awesome and wonderful and will help, right?
And how has Jensen found her first few weeks serving as Apple's interim executive director since November 1st?
Yeah, it's been great. Like, I think you said, like, having people around me have just been really amazed. People are super gracious, staff here that have just also love being here, and I'm really thankful for my church home and the elders that lead the church, and just the direction and prayers just from even the community, how gracious, because it is big shoes to fill. Someone's been here that long, and people can have, like, hesitation, like, what's happening, you know, right? Anytime there's a transition, it can be a surprise. And so there's pause in that. And, but the community's been really great, and people have been really loving, and what do you need? And even people that help us run, you know, like the agencies that we work with that help us keep going, and just a lot of help and care and kindness. And so I'm really, really appreciative of that because, yeah, it's a learning curve. And so I want to, whatever time I'm here, I just want to steward it well and set it up so it feels like, yeah, that next person that comes in can really hit the ground running and be like, yeah, this is my vision. Like, this is the vision that we have together. Let's do this. Like, let's trust the Lord with it. Let's submit it to the Lord. And so whatever that looks like, I just want to steward this time as best I can.
One thing's for sure, when Apple does begin to look for Melinda Gardner's permanent replacement as Apple's next executive director, the job ad won't say...
Looking for somebody to be the director for the next 43 years to
2068.
I hope not. That might scare people.
Who would apply for that job, please?
Right.
Would you lock that in? Sign here.
Yeah. All right.
Definitely not. Yeah. So, yeah, but and thank you to WIB and for all of your support and care over the years and our friendship, Mark. Mm-hmm. It's been really sweet.
Apple Pregnancy Care Center. Apple, standing for Aiding Problem Pregnancies with Love and Encouragement. And wonderful and amazing Melinda Gardner has embodied that for these 43 years, and her husband Dan has done so much alongside supporting, and we wish them well. Godspeed off to Tennessee to love on their family and most notably granddaughter Junia. Meanwhile, word also coming this week that Feed My People, their executive director Suzanne Becker, would be stepping down early next year. I spoke with Becker this week and asked her why she's decided to step down at the beginning of 2025.
When I came into this job, I very much wanted to build the staff, empower folks, build some young leadership. I think that we have done that as a team. When we have a strong staff, that means that we can do much, you know, that the work we do will continue. And I just think it's time.
Becker says,
I'm just going to be looking for some new ways to support our community. And this is just the next step.
Becker says they won't be getting rid of her entirely.
No, I imagine I'll be a volunteer in some way because I believe wholeheartedly in the mission to feed my people. So I'm just going to be looking for different ways in our community to give back.
Does Suzanne Becker know what else she'll be giving herself to?
Not really today. I have some work to do to figure that out. Looking for some things, you know, this world of uncertainty, we have a lot of uncertainty right now in our world. And I think the more that we can all do something, we can't all do big things, right? But if we can do something in our lives to help others, collectively, that's going to make a difference. And I intend to be part of that.
How does Suzanne Becker feel as she reflects on her tenure at Feed My People since 2011?
I'm incredibly blessed to have landed in such a wonderful organization, in such a wonderful community. People that I have gotten to know that I would have never gotten to know otherwise, and having a much deeper understanding of our neighbors in need, whether they're in need of food or housing or all the other things that they might need help with, and that there are resources available. There are just a lot of amazing people who all play a role with this, including you folks at WWAB helping us to get the message out. You know, that it takes all of us doing our slice, and then together we can make an impact. And I just, to be able to see that every single day for 13 years is just amazing.
What advice would Becker offer to her successor?
Again, we have an outstanding staff, and, you know, empower, support, share the message. We need to share the message always, but we need to be strategic. We don't do this alone. We have learned that through all the things that have happened over the last few years. We never do anything alone. Us nonprofits and the community at large needs to work together. And we need to be strategic to figure out how those partnerships can best benefit folks. So look outside the walls, look inside the walls, bring it all together. That's what I think we need to do.
Will Becker help pick her successor?
I don't get to make the final decision, but I most certainly have been able to give some insight. So more to come on that. We'll see.
And Becker says that process is already underway.
Yeah, I don't know the timeline. Probably early next year sometime.
Again, Suzanne Becker, for 17 years, has been at the forefront of efforts to feed our neighbors in need in Eau Claire and the surrounding communities. Her journey with Feed My People began as the assistant director, a role she held for 10 years. Before her work at Feed My People, she managed one of the organization's largest partner agencies, Trinity Food Pantry. So we wish her well, as she will finish strong, no question. And finally, I sat down this week with Hope Gospel Missions Executive Director Sandy Polzine and talked about the annual Thanksgiving meal. They're again serving this Thursday on the holiday from 11:30 to 1.
We just want to be able to be intentional on serving a beautiful meal, a warm meal, for anyone that not only comes in to our beautiful community dining room, but for people who want to do takeout. So people drive up from 11:30 to 1. We have a lot of little busy beavers all over the beautiful facility here, and they get to serve. We serve with our hands and our feet, and we do a lot of prep ahead of time. We want to make sure everything runs very smoothly that day, and we welcome everyone to come. So people know that there's a beautiful warm meal here that day, and we're happy to serve them at Hope Gospel Mission, 2650 Mercantile Drive in Eau Claire from 11:30 to 1 Mark.
Yeah, and so you really do mean everybody, because I remember one of your last years downtown across from the libraries being there for that particular year. And it really is, you know, sometimes people might think like, oh, it's for the homeless or the less fortunate. I mean, it's really like when you say everybody's welcome, you really mean it.
We do mean it. We have actually a lot of families that come. And some people that are serving here, their families come to when the wonderful person who's serving takes a break, they eat with them. And we have sometimes our board members, sometimes beautiful community leaders come and just stop in. It really, truly is for everyone. And it's a really special morning.
And really, I guess it probably, my perception is, since the COVID year of 2020, that you've really broadened the drive-through part.
Really, truly. We didn't know it'd be such a hit, but it was a really big hit that year. And then it just continued to be a hit. So I would say we probably have half the people come in and half the people that attend drive through, and we have anywhere from 650 to 850 meals every time.
How do you prepare for that much? Because you don't ask for people to, because I'm thinking for my family, and we may be interested, and if we did that, we may have maybe six,
mm-hmm.
but we don't have to call ahead and leave a reservation or let you know.
I think, you know, God just works it all out. He works out. He already knows the numbers. There's other meals in the area, I think, too. Some might run earlier. Some might run later. Some people just want to come and have a meal, Mark, because they know they could eat at 11 somewhere else, but take one to go at 1 and have it for dinner that night. So we just are super intentional in making more than enough. And then if we have extra, then we get to serve it to our residents that are here in our program. And that's beautiful, too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Hope Gospel Mission Executive Director Sandy Polzine on their Thanksgiving meal offered, either the sit and dine or drive through this Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, from 11:30 to 1. Same time, they're also serving a free meal at the community table in Eau Claire. And also Saving Grace Lutheran Church in Eau Claire is serving a Thanksgiving meal as well, a free meal from 11 to 3 on Thanksgiving Day this Thursday. Earlier, recognizing two very talented, impactful nonprofit leaders who are passing the baton. One, Melinda Gardner at Apple Pregnancy Care Center in Eau Claire, to her interim director, Mackenzie Jensen. We wish them both well, and Apple the very best. And also Suzanne Becker, who early next year will be moving on from her position as executive director of Feed My People Food Bank. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening to this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.